Thank you very much, Tancredi, and good afternoon, everyone. I will approach this from a general nature. I think all of us see the upcoming review conference as sort of a crossroads. We have been in a less than active state in many respects for the last 20 years. End of the protocol negotiations created a period of uncertainty that has gone on for a long period of time. It's a credit to the organization that at least during that period where we didn't have a strong compass heading as to where to go, we nevertheless pursued a very vigorous experts program during the intersessional period. And I think much was accomplished during that period. But I've listened to delegations here at this PrepCon, and clearly there's a sense, particularly as we hopefully get towards the end of the pandemic, that biological weapons are, arms control is certainly relevant to the possibility of future pandemics, ones that would be deliberately caused, and that it's time to chart a new direction together to, as many have put it, to bring the BWC into the 21st century. The United States fully supports this. We believe the RevCon is a critical inflection point 50 years after the initial signing of the convention. Our view is that going back to the protocol is living in a past that was a failure for many reasons. I know it's very convenient to blame the United States, but the other day in a right of reply, I referred to a document in which five or six key delegations in this room went on record and informed the then chairman of the ad hoc group that they were very unhappy with the state of the protocol, and they had complaints about every major section. The protocol was a dead end. We all went into it with the best of intentions, but it wasn't going to work. I'm still listening to the talking points that people have used during this session that I heard 25 years ago when I was on our delegation to the protocol negotiations. Those are tired, old ideas. It's time for new ideas and a new direction. The approach advocated by the United States is we believe it would be a mistake to dive back into another legally binding negotiation. We think that the review conference should set in motion a two-year period of experts meetings that reviews scientific developments, that reviews the threat from biological weapons, be it from states, individuals, or terrorist groups, and that we come up with a new way forward substantively and intellectually during that period. And if we are able to come together on key ideas, that we then, at the end of that experts group, gather, likely at an MSP, and then decide to go forward with a legally binding type of negotiation, that kind of a document. Some may like this idea, some may not, but I think it's a way forward where everyone can express their ideas, and hopefully we can put any friction behind and leave the protocol finally behind, buried. I'm happy to meet with delegations to give them some of the initial thoughts we have, but the reality is we are going into that two-year experts period with an open mind to consider how do we improve transparency, how do we enhance compliance, how do we address assistance and cooperation in a 21st century way. So for us, if we are not able to reach agreement at the RevCon on a new path, we may have to go back to the intersessional approach. But hopefully, and certainly the wish of my government, is that we do chart a new path that would supplant the need for the traditional intersessional program that we have had. I thank the vice chairs.